there will apparently be no federal investigation into the police shooting of unarmed black teenager Romarley Graham by NYPD officer Richard Haste. That, according to the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Preet Bharara, who announced Tuesday that his office found insufficient evidence to pursue federal criminal charges in connection with the fatal shooting of the 18-year-old, who was killed during an encounter with NYPD officers on February 2, 2012, in his grandmother's bathroom. According to Bahara's office, after conducting what it characterized as a thorough and independent investigation, his office determined that there was insufficient evidence to meet the burden of proof required for a federal criminal civil rights prosecution. Graham's case is one of many that's faced Bahara's office where there has been no indictment. Among those, 20-year-old Pace University student Dan Roy Henry, shot and killed by Pleasantville, New York police officer Aaron Hess in October of 2010. Hess was subsequently granted the Pleasantville PBA's Officer of the Year Award. Also in Westchester County, 68-year-old Kenneth Chamberlain Sr., a retired corrections officer who was shot with a stun gun and a shotgun loaded with beanbags before he was finally shot and killed by White Plains police officer Anthony Corelli. There was no indictment sought by Bahara in either case. A series of police shootings in Newburgh, New York, also within Bahara's Southern District, have thus far produced no local or federal indictments. Among those shot and killed by Newburgh police under suspicious circumstances were 23-year-old Antonio Bryant in October 2006, 25-year-old Nathaniel Cobb, who in July 2007 had a dog set on him by police. He was then handcuffed, beaten, tasered, and put in a police garage with a temperature of over 100 degrees, where he died, and 22-year-old Michael Lemhard in March 2012, less than a month after NYPD's killing of Romarley Graham. After the killings of Graham and Lemhard, the fifth and sixth of such killings in Bahara's Southern District in the five-year period between October 2006 and March 2012, protests were held raising the demand for his office to investigate the killings as a RICO-style pattern of police behavior. At one such protest held on March 31, 2012, 2 weeks after Lemhard's killing, veteran radio journalist Errol Maitland addressed the crowd.
There's a young man here with a sign that says, before he had a sign that says, am I next? And am I next? And that sign is very apropos, because I've been going around saying that there is a bullet in the chamber of the guns of the police with my name on it. The question is, when is that bullet going to be delivered? So it is out there. Our names are etched on these bullets. And today, we weren't less than property. Back in the days of slavery, you'd have to compensate the master if his property was destroyed. Today, they are paid to destroy us.
Yes.
And I'm not going to tell you to chant no justice, no peace. It is clear that there is a war against the black community. There is a war against those who ally themselves with the black community. And when there is a war against you, you have a right to defend yourself.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And how long, the question is, are we going to sit around and not defend ourselves when they come in our own homes and kill us?
Right. Yes.
When we can't walk the street. I refuse to tell myself or my sons or my daughter or anyone that you should submit.
That's right.
Or sacrifice any of your rights when the police round roll up on you.
Right.
I am not going to buy into my own oppression. Right. And I'm not going to tell you or your kids to disempower yourself. I'm going to tell you, if they declare war on you, you have a right to respond with equal or greater force to stop that oppression.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you not to surrender any rights that you have. And I'm going to leave you with a quote from Frederick Douglass, that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has, and it never will. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing about deprecating oppression, but I'll tell you that Frederick Douglass said that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has, and it never will. And you're going to win your freedom either by words or by blow or by both. Blood has been shed, but why is it always the blood of the innocent? And why is it we always take it? Why is it we give up the right to vote that we have worked hard for? Why is it we give up the right to confront the police? I just saw on television last night, the police tasered a white man with a gun in his hand. Okay? Why is it we give up the right to harm ourselves and defend ourselves? Why is it we give up the right to defend our own homes and our own communities? I think we need to change the paradigm. And that's all I'm going to say.
All right.